Zorn, Chicago Tribune columnist, and a fellow Mincing Rascal, a podcast we do here, is joining us to talk about the Page One story. This Alden Capital has bought the Tribune. What's going on there, Eric? Good morning.
Good morning, John. Well, or not that good a morning, actually, for us at the Tribune. Yeah, it looks as though Alden Global Capital, which is a hedge fund, has made an offer that was accepted by the Tribune board, essentially to take over the company and take it private. This deal is supposed to close in the second quarter, and there are some small hurdles to overcome, but it looks like this hedge fund is going to take over the newspaper. And they are known for slashing newsrooms, essentially. Their playbook is to buy papers and then cut them dramatically. There was 250 people in the newsroom at the Denver Post, and now there's about 70. After Alden took over. So we are in a bit of a panic here in the editorial staff. Of course, we're not centralized anymore. We're all working from our desks or coffee shops or whatever right now. But there's a lot of talk on the staff about what we can do, if anything. We do have a union here, and we will be trying to protect jobs and make sure that the hedge fund doesn't do to us what it's done to other papers. But you know, they bought Tribune Publishing, and that includes the Hartford Courant, the Orlando Sentinel, the South Florida Sun Sentinel, the New York Daily News, and some papers in Virginia, and so on. So
why did they do that? Why did they buy these newspapers? Why did they buy Tribune Publishing?
Well, they make money when they buy these papers. I mean, the thing is, like, it's just a tough time for print journalism. There's no question about it, but there's still money. Makes money through subscriptions and print subscriptions. And so what happens is if you're a hedge fund, if you're really just interested in money and you buy a paper, you can live off for a while. You can just live off the momentum that a paper has, the inertia, and continue to make money from advertisers and subscribers, even as you slash costs and slash the product. And what we're really concerned about is that you're not going to see a whole bunch of coverage things that you used to go away, that staff people will be replaced by freelance people and so on.
You'll see.
And again, you and I, go ahead.
Well, and so in other words, I might see more syndicated articles, reprints from Associated Press or the New York Times, and not original reporting in Chicago, right?
Yeah, and you'll see more. Instead of local columnists, you might have people from think tanks sending in volunteer pieces,
right,
and so on.
Right.
They tend to shrink the offering in ways that they hope people won't notice. That there'll be a lot of things that you'll see in the paper that are actually.
All right, but I want to ask this question, Eric. But so they see this as just a way to make money, and I understand the model that you've described. But do they have an interest in journalism? Do they have an interest in Chicago? You would think if you got into the game, the intricacies, how vital a newspaper or a radio station like ours are, say, to a city, that they would have some interest in the civic element of it. You know what I mean? Do they care about that at all? Am I being silly here?
I think you were being little Mr. Sunshine in a way. What happened was that part of all these papers that the Tribune Company owns, one of them, the Baltimore Sun, was bought by a public charity. Was sort of peeled off of this deal, and these charities do have this like I say, a civic-minded interest. Alden Global Capital is not based in Chicago. I don't have the sense they care about journalism or Chicago so much. They see this as a money-making opportunity where you come in and you do what you can to a business. It's like we're a factory making widgets. And this is happening. It's not just newspapers. It's happening in media all over where people come in and say, how can we get the most money out of it?
Well, how much fat is there on this bone? I mean, think of the reporters and editors that we've lost, and then some of the marquee columnists, the Phil Vitels, the Blair Caymans, et cetera. I mean, I don't know how much money those people were making, but we've seen that your company's been stripping its staff down as it is, right?
Well, yes, and of course, Alden has. It's just not like they're brand new on the scene. They already own 31% of the company as it is, and so there has. And they have, I think, it's been four out of the seven or three out of the seven seats on the board of directors. Not positive. Yeah, three of seven seats on the board of directors they have right now. So the company has been Aldenizing, to coin a verb, lately, and that's why you've seen a lot of the cuts. And so it may be that there is not as much fat on the bone, so to speak, as there was from their point of view. And you're right, we have seen a lot of people go out the door. We've seen a lot of people leave because this news is not a surprise to us.
Yeah,
and a lot of people have seen it coming. People like Phil and Blair have sort of said, "Well, I don't know what other opportunities are out there." You know, I like what I do. I'm going to stick with it, and I'm also in a position, I've got to say, as someone who is older, who is near the end of my career than the beginning, certainly, that I am not as concerned for myself as I am for some of the younger reporters we have who are just trying to get a start in this and get their career going and are feeling like this is the rug is being pulled out from under them. And I'm also really concerned just for Chicago that, you know, the Tribune, people say, oh, you know, I don't like their editorials or I don't like certain columnists or whatever. The Tribune is a major, major news gathering and watchdog organization in the city. And if you pull the Tribune out, we are the people who are, you know, I'm saying that our staff reporters who are going to these meetings, who are keeping their eye on the institutions and the government bodies mm-hmm. and so on, well, are really important to us. And
there's not a newsroom in the city that doesn't have the Tribune there or doesn't have a digital subscription. It's 60 seconds left. To your point that it's vital to us in ways that maybe not everybody appreciates, was there ever any serious effort to have some community organization buy it and run it?
Oh, yeah. In fact, we had a very serious effort. Two of our investigative reporters did an op-ed in the New York Times basically begging a local charitable person or a local wealthy person to buy the Tribune and try to start it up again. And that just failed. We haven't found anyone to do that.
So, all right, we're out of time.
It's still possible, I suppose.
Let's pick this up on the Mincing Rascals podcast later this week.
Good talking to you, John. Thanks.